This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy newsroom is Wayne Bell. He is the author of The Culture Club, the column found at FayetteVilleFlyer.com. Lady Gaga has released her... Is this her second full release? Because there are all these remixes and extended plays.
Yeah, she did her debut a few years ago, and then 2 years ago she did an extended version of that debut that included an EP that ended up winning, you know, Best Pop Album for 6 songs at the Grammys. But then this is her third CD, her second full CD.
For the music industry, this is big news.
Big news. I think they've just been patiently waiting. Well, it's in a couple parts. I mean, she's been plugging this album since last summer, saying, you know, the greatest album of our generation is going to come out. And
that's a lot to live up to.
I don't know about that. But the music industry is excited because, you know, albums don't sell as well as they used to. And she is somebody who puts out albums. So they're really looking forward to this. They've been looking forward to it for a while. And it comes out this week. It actually comes out a day earlier than normal release date, because I think they want to capitalize on that even more.
How popular is she? Can we put it in perspective? I mean, she gets compared a lot artistically and visually to Madonna. And there was a time when Madonna ruled the sales charts. Is she of that level?
Yeah, I think she is. And here's the thing about it. I think that regarding her, she does get a lot of comparisons to Madonna, and I think that some of that's fair. I mean, one of her songs, Born This Way, sounds exactly like Express Yourself. Mm-hmm. I mean, even before those criticisms came out, I was listening to it and going, is this Express Yourself? But it's also kind of an unfair advantage. As much as I like Madonna, I would say Lady Gaga is a stronger vocalist than Madonna. Anybody who saw Saturday Night Live the other night knows that she's a strong vocalist, and she plays a couple of instruments, and it's kind of like she's just expanded upon the Madonna template. But yeah, of course she has capitalized on the, you know, the crazy costumes and that sort of stuff, which is similar to Madonna in her heyday. So yeah.
When I saw her on Saturday Night Live this weekend, she was sitting at the piano and belting out a ballad
while wearing some weird costume.
Well, she looked like half Madonna, half Elton John from the 1970s. Mm-hmm. There's definitely a showmanship there that she enjoys.
And she, you know, she's found a really good mix. I have to be honest, when she first came out with Just Dance a couple of years ago, and she was big in Europe first, I was slow to warm to her. And then she started having, you know, more hits. And it was really my other half who really fell for her first and then kind of introduced me to her more. Because at the beginning, I thought she was very odd, too. I thought I didn't quite get it. But then we went last summer to Dallas to see her, and I get it. I mean, I really get it now. Love her or hate her, she's really doing something different.
Well, what separates her from, say, other pop artists like Keisha?
Oh,
Right, but I mean,
$HA. Yeah.
She has had some big pop hits as well, some dance hits. So what's the difference? What makes Lady Gaga better or likely to last longer?
Well, the thing about Lady Gaga is, I think underneath it all, it's more talent. She does sound good live, and you know she's singing. She puts her heart into it. And if you know anything about her story, she's been around for years. She was a cabaret singer in New York for years. I mean, there's videos on YouTube of her, Stephanie Germanotta, if anybody wants to look it up. And I think she did this in a way to express herself and in a way to get noticed. The way she separates herself from Kesha or Taylor Swift or some of the other big pop hits, I would say the biggest, you know, closest one chart-wise would probably be Katy Perry, is that there is a lot of talent there, and there's always an edge and a little bit of controversy. And in this past year, she's taken on a real political stance. So she's standing up for equal rights and for gay marriage and supporting certain candidates. So she's got quite a following. And for the first time in 4 years, Forbes magazine this past week listed her above Oprah as the most powerful entertainer in the world. And she pulled $95 million last year.
She's still relatively young.
Yeah, I mean, I think she's like 24, 25. And, you know, to have this much success. Now, I wouldn't say that it's all, you know, it's all gold because she's run into some controversy, the meat dress at the MTV Awards, wearing a dress of meat.
Literally.
Right. And then to say that it symbolized if we don't give equal rights, it's like not having meat on our backs. Or her new song, Judas, has offended some of the Catholic Church. Sort of similar to another Born, artist from the 80s. And there's been a little, you know, after Born This Way, there was a little backlash that it sounded just like Madonna. But then that ended up being her biggest hit so far in digital sales. And this is a woman who's got a billion YouTube hits. So she really is in a class of her own. And I don't think that it's one of those things where she's the fad of the moment, you know, that she's got two hits, maybe like Kesha or something, and then she goes away, because she's constantly reinventing herself. That being said, anybody who watched Saturday Night Live and has seen her in the past few months, she seems to, although there's still some of that crazy fashion element, she gave birth the other night, if anybody saw it on SNL.
It's very odd.
Very odd. She seems to be kind of paring that back a little bit. There's not as much obstruction on the face, and there's not as much of her myth. The costumes seem to be, although strange, a little simpler. And she seems to, instead of having, you know, strong sexual lyrics or something, it tends to be more about empowerment. And I think more of her actual artist is coming through instead of the label now. I don't think it's a fad. And I would say to those people listening, and there will be many who say, I just can't stand her. You try telling me you haven't sung a Lady Gaga song at some point in your car when no one's watching. That's the sign of it, you know. Someone's really into pop culture. Yeah, I know that when before I came in today, you were singing Poker Face.
Well, that's so, the one. That's the one. Wayne Bell writes the... Have you heard the whole album yet? Have you had a chance to?
I have not heard the whole album, but I will go pick it up today. I know that Target in particular has a limited edition set that's got a lot of extra material. So that'll be interesting. And, you know, reviews have been kind of mixed for it, but it doesn't really matter because it'll sell huge.
All right. Wayne Bell writes the column Culture Club for FayettevilleFlyer.com. Wayne, as always, thanks for your time.
Rah, 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 rah.